Most people don't get to talk with their elected representatives in the halls of the Capitol building. Those who do probably hope that the exchange doesn't go like this.
I'm the sponsor of the bill that's going to be on the floor, and that bill ends the war. If that isn't good enough for you, you're smoking something that ain't legal.
No, I'm not, sir.
The man with the raised voice is David Obie. He's a Wisconsin Democrat and chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, and he was talking with a couple of protesters last week outside his office at the Capitol. One of those protesters is the mother of a Marine. The exchange was videotaped and posted on YouTube.
And on there, you can see Mr. Obie in another part of that conversation referring to idiot liberals. We're joined from Washington by John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. John, wouldn't Mr. Obie have been considered an idiot liberal himself earlier in his career?
Well, that's right. In fact, there are certainly many who would consider him that even today, at least Republicans would. He's a longtime veteran of Washington, and essentially he was trying to make the case that you can only work this bill one way to get the result that they all want, and that the, as he called them, idiot liberals are ruining that process by asking for something that just isn't possible.
I've seen this video. Mr. Obie appears to be completely frustrated in this hall encounter, first with the mother of this Marine and then with another anti-war activist. What happened to make him lose his cool?
Well, what happened is the fix that Democrats are in. They are trying to limit the president's war in Iraq and his troop surge. And, of course, while they're doing this, the president has asked Congress for 8,200 more troops for Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, Democrats need 218 votes to make this to try and put some limits on the war, and they're trying to put it on this supplemental request for funding that the president has asked for. The idiot liberals, as Obie calls them, want the war over now, fast. Don't approve the supplemental. Don't give them any more money for this war. And what Obie and Speaker Pelosi are trying to do is put limits and put benchmarks on the Iraqi government and pull the troops out by August of 2008. They think that they can put a kind of bill together that will get the 218 votes they need, but that something more strict, something that would pull the troops out faster, that would limit funding more aggressively, won't be able to get them those 218 votes.
In this conversation, Mr. Obie says, I hate the war. I voted against the war. He goes on about what he had done earlier. But he says he's betting everything on the language of this resolution, which he says will kind of make the war illegal. It will withdraw the legal justification for the war. Is that the best hope for the Democrats?
Well, it is in terms of, again, this notion of 218 votes. The best hope is something that can actually pass. And the real worry for Democrats, the conservative Democrats who are dragging their feet on this, is that they will be well, there's a policy reason. They think that the Congress shouldn't micromanage a war. But they also worry that the Democrats will be painted as being as not funding the troops, not supporting the troops. And we saw Vice President Cheney today make that very claim. He said, you know, that Democrats talk about supporting the troops, but here they're not going to give them the money they need. And that's the political exposure for Democrats.
And so this is before what the Appropriations Committee this week, the way Congress works, they're going to first a committee will pass on this and then it will be voted on by the full House. Will we see debate on it this week?
We will. We're supposed to. And we'll see Speaker Pelosi go out and try to pick up vote by vote, get these Democrats who are nervous to try to really essentially buy them by putting together a bill here that they can sign on and get to that magic 218 number.
John Dickerson is chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate with us again. John, thank you so much.
Thank you.